You know the classic nativity scene? How quiet and peaceful it was? Well, the actual nativity where Jesus was actually born was probably a little chaotic. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Christmas nativity scenes make Jesus' birth look calm and tidy, but real life usually isn't like that. And honestly, neither was his birth. Jesus entered the world in a very ordinary, kind of human setting, you know, surrounded by family and noise and the everyday messiness of life. And that's kind of the point. He didn't show up distant or untouchable. He stepped right into our world as one of us. Let's get into why that matters in today's story, Jesus is Fully Human, Part 1, by Taylor Isig. Did you know that Jesus probably wasn't born in a stable? If you take a look at Luke 2, 1 through 7, it doesn't say stable anywhere. We usually hear about Jesus being born in a stable because it says he was laid in a manger, which is where animals eat, and in our current time and place, animals live in stables. Makes sense, right? The problem is, in the time and place that Jesus was born, animals were often brought into a special room in the house at night to protect them from thieves and predators. Archaeologists are discovering that most homes in the area were built with one small room for the animals, one larger room for the family, and one room upstairs for guests. The room for the animals even had large bowl-shaped indents in the floor called mangers to hold their food. Also, the Bible says Joseph had family in Bethlehem, so he and Mary would have been welcomed into a relative's house with open arms. In that culture, failing to show hospitality brought an incredible amount of shame. When the Bible says there was no room for them, it probably means the upstairs guest room was full, so they likely stayed downstairs with the family and animals. So when Mary gave birth, she was probably surrounded by family to help with the delivery. But the house was packed so full that the only place they could put Jesus was in the manger. Why does this all matter? Well, the circumstances of his birth say something very powerful. Jesus is human. He had a relatively ordinary birth for his time and place in history. He was surrounded by the people he came to save right from his first moments out of the womb. Jesus experienced everything it meant to be human. Although he is also fully God, he became every bit as fleshy as we are, so he could save every bit of who we are. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. Why is it important that Jesus is fully human? Could he have taken our place on the cross if he wasn't fully human? To get a hint about that, read John 1:14, John 14:6, and Romans 5:12 through 21. How could the fact that Jesus is fully human affect our relationship with him? As we study God's Word, why is it important to understand the culture and history of the Bible? Now, as you and I can read in Hebrews 4:15, this high priest of ours, Jesus, understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. See for yourself what God says in Luke 2:1 through 7 and Hebrews 4:14 to 16 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Sometimes the best way to lead is by sharing what's helped you. So if your younger siblings look up to you, and they probably do, point them to Keys for Kids to help them grow in God. It's a daily devotional made just for them, like Unlocked. And your family can get a free one-year subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, how Jesus' birth also showed that, yeah, he really is God too. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.